This time around, I mean, you know, obviously, whenever the rain was coming in, we were expecting it end of last week. We were really kind of bracing for impact after 2017. Everybody's, you know, still a little shell-shocked from that event. And so as the rain was coming down, you know, we were kind of preparing for the worst, you know, based on what we were seeing come in. Looked very familiar. It was starting to feel very familiar there Friday evening, especially Saturday morning. But, you know, overall, we're very fortunate. You know, unfortunately, we did have two fatalities that have been reported so far that were swept off. You know, reminders for folks to be safe, you know, during events especially. Overall, you know, impacts from flooding, what we're seeing today, we're very fortunate as a community to have gotten through this without a whole lot of damage. Looks like mostly cleanup's happening around the city right now. And, you know, I think we learned a lot of lessons in 17 that we didn't repeat this time. What the 2017 event allowed us to do was to be able to get some funding because we had such a significant event. We were able to get state and federal funding to help us actually do some of those projects that we knew we were needing to do, including build 2 stormwater detention basins, a whole lot of creek cleanup, you know, kind of some better preparation, you know, to help mitigate where the water goes, how fast it goes. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the big impact is not necessarily the amount. It's just how fast it goes through our town. And we were able to slow that down a whole lot. And these last 8 years, a lot of lessons learned, a lot of work done. And I think that we got to see the fruit of that this weekend.